We are going to do lesson number 144 called Pushing the Floor in a Bridge Backwards. So as we always do, you're lying on your back with your legs long, your arms down by your side, and beginning to notice how you're making contact with the floor today. How your arms are resting, and then bringing some awareness to your shoulder blades to see how your shoulder blades are resting. Drawing into your awareness your dots or your points. And then traveling down your body to your pelvic area, where we have two other reference points or dots that are right in the center of each buttock's cheek. So the four points or dots are one color. Pick a color for them. And then you connect the dots, making a rectangle, and they are a different color. And just observing how you sense and perceive your dots and the rectangle today. If anything feels a little askew, sometimes that feels like one shoulder or shoulder blade is higher or lower. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left, noticing the quality of rolling your head to each side. And how that's feeling this morning. And then let's go ahead and begin by bending your knees, bringing your feet to that good standing position, and just starting to do a very gentle tilt or roll of your pelvis, which we've done so many times, going forward and back, so you flatten the lower back and then arch, just to sense and feel how that feels today. Just reminding yourself to approach every movement slowly and gently, allowing yourself to sense what's happening all the way up your spine to your head. Excellent. And then let's just pause and let that go. Go ahead and straighten your legs. Let's bring the right leg back up to be standing. And just to returning to the movements that we were doing last week. So this lesson connects to last week's lesson of the bridge. So you're going to push that right foot into the floor, rolling the pelvis to the left. That's it. Remember, it's a roll. So when you roll the pelvis, it means the left side stays down, the right side comes up. You keep your right knee over your right foot. So don't allow the right knee to fall in. That was nice, Brigitte. That's it. And start to notice and feel how your ribs, your waistline, all the way up to your right shoulder blade, right? Lifts, arches, twists. That's it. And now you're going to add in the movement with your right arm and hand, is to bring it up by your head, where you flip over the fingers, right? So the fingers are now pointing down towards the shoulder blade. And you're bringing that right hand, so to speak, into the bridge position. That's it. And once you get the hand there, so Brigitte, turn the fingers towards your down, towards your there, yes. Yeah. So once you get your right hand up there, what you can play with is slowly letting your pelvis come back down. So you're utilizing your pelvis and your ribs to help ease your hand and wrist into this position, right? So each time you lift the pelvis and then you bring it back down, you work with, could you maybe bring the hand, not that much, a little closer, not that much.
Okay.
There, a little closer in, and then I'll come over and help you in a minute, Nancy. Flattening the wrist, right? So you use the rest of your body, there you go, to play with your hand in your wrist. Okay, excellent. And then you come back and you just want to keep that arm there, right? So you're using your body to help so that you can keep your hand standing there. And maybe do this movement one more time and you're going to keep it there. Yeah, so find a way. Don't have it too close, too far. Find a place where you can keep the arm and then you bring the pelvis back. And then you can lengthen your right leg and stay with your hand there. Okay, so your right hand stays in the bridge. Now you're going to take your left hand and you're going to grab your right elbow gently. Very, very gently. You're going to start, don't let your hand come up, Nancy. So the hand does not leave the floor or the wrist. And now you're going to use the left hand to move the elbow a little bit to the left and to the right. Or you might want to think it's moving in and out. Very, very gently. Again, what you would like to try to do is with this right wrist, is feel how you move through your right wrist. So you move to the pinky area, and then you move to the thumb. Very, very gently. Brigitte, that's beautiful. And then you're going to move a little bit up. That means away from you, right? Pulling the elbow a little bit up, which helps the heel of the hand. And then you bring it a little bit down. So it's like you're making a cross or a T. And you're using this beautiful, this left arm to help. And this is not super easy. So you go a little left, a little right, and then a little bit up, and a little bit down.
And I have to breathe.
And then you gotta breathe, right? Because there can be a lot of issues in our wrist. And if that hand keeps on sliding under your head, try to bring it back out, and then gently through right there. So your wrist. This is so good for you. This is not an easy movement, you guys, because some of us have got, including me, some really major wrist issues. Excellent. Let's let that go. Bring your arms down and just rest. And very much like what we experienced last week is, you know, the arm could feel a bit fatigued just from what we did, the hand. So let's just give that right arm a little time. Okay? other knee.
No, it's the one.
Okay, so we're going to try the same thing with the other side. So let's start by, first of all, bending your left knee, bringing the left foot to stand. That's it. And then you're going to roll the pelvis first. So roll the pelvis. Remember, Brigitte, keep the knee up. So, yeah, that's it. Roll the pelvis, but the knee stays up, and then you bring it back. And each time that you do the movement, no, just come to flat. Yeah, don't go the other way. So you're just rolling one direction, right? So when the left leg is up, you roll to the right, and then you come back to the floor, right? Back to the starting position. And each time, you're adding in a little bit more opening in the ribs, right? And all the way to the shoulder blade, so that it's like a prep, right? So that you're gonna, you know that you're eventually gonna bring that left hand up to the bridge position, right? So you wanna do that when you're rolled over to the right, so it's easy on the hand. And what you wanna watch for is your hand is gonna want to creep under your head, right? You gotta kinda pull it and keep it out to the side. And then you slowly bring your body back and just do that a few times, working towards getting your wrist down and the hand and fingers flat without them creeping under your head. So do the movement a few times. It. And then see if you can keep the hand there, bring the pelvis back, and then we'll slowly lengthen the left leg. Right? And then you're going to bring the right hand over to get a hold of your left elbow. So again, correct yourself as needed so that this hand is not crawling under your head. Okay. And then you use the right hand. So gently, you guys. Very, very small, minimal movements of bringing, just go left and right first. There. And breathe. I mean, this is not an easy movement. That's it. So just very, very gently left and right. And again, continue to try to bring the fingers, like Nancy, your fingers a little bit more under the shoulder blade. So it's lined up. I know, there you go. That's better. I know it's hard. Your fingers want to flare out. This is probably the best lesson ever for you. Is it from skate skiing so much?
I don't know.
And then move it a little bit up and down.
So ideally it should be...
Just stay with it. Just stay. And then go back to left and right. That's it. You could even start to make a circle. Excellent. And let's let it go and rest. It's a lot of work, I know. It's quite interesting with what goes on for some of us. The wrists are very connected to the upper back and your shoulder blades. So let's continue with the left side for a minute, and then we'll switch back over to the right. Go ahead and bring your left hand up again. Reach over with your right hand, right? So, you know, first, again, you don't want to let the hand slide underneath too close. The fingers are pointed down. Beautiful. You guys are getting better, right? So go a little bit left and right, and then, you know, slowly start to feel that you could encourage. It's like a small circle. And where you feel and sense the weight changing, right? The weight distribution is through the heel of the hand, right? And this is what's so important, is getting that to smooth out. So you're making a little bit of a circle now, right? It's not a big circle. And it's always interesting to notice which way you go. And again, that you're breathing. And then let's see if you can change the direction of the circle, right? It changes the way that you distribute the weight. Good. Okay, let's take a break. Rest it. Okay, so let's now go over to your right arm, the right side. So just flip the hand up, so to speak, bring to the bridge position. That's right, and you can use your left hand, right, to help you, right? Help so that you position the hand well and it's not creeping under your head. And then you bring the left hand to the elbow, right? And you're gonna just start off going left and right, just changing the pressure through the heel of your hand. And then up and down, right? Slowly beginning to make a circle. Oh, so slowly. Go real small. It's a small, very small circle, right? And it's just always really interesting how there's little places along the circle. It's challenging. And then you're going to change the direction of the circle. As you do it just a little bit longer, do you notice the circle that's happening inside the armpit? Right? So there's a circle happening with the elbow, a circle happening with the wrist, and inside, deep in the shoulder joint. That's it. Okay, and let's rest it again. Whew! It is a lot. I mean, these lessons using the wrists and arms can, a lot of fatigue. And what that means is, it just tells you how much you're working your that part, the forearms and the hands, and you know, so there's certain activities in one's life that you're gripping, tensing, and you don't even realize it. Doing a lot of work there. Okay, so from here, with your legs long and your arms are still long, resting there, we're going to introduce the movement of taking your head back, which we did last week, thinking of pressing your head back into the floor. But remember, the first thing that happens is the chest has to lift, right? So the chest pops up, which allows your head to press into the floor. So your chest has to be really high off the floor. It's like a bridge, even higher, Brigida. Up, up, up. Let that whole chest come up. That's better. I'll come help you. And then you press the back of the head into the floor. So it's like you're making a really big bridge. Better. Don't worry about the shoulder blades. Everything comes up. Up, up, up. Use your head. Press your head. Help support this. Up, 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 up. And then come out of it.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So do that a couple more times. And what's really important, that's it. What's really important is the chest is up and you use your head. It presses into the floor to support you, not your neck. Excellent, ladies. Beautiful. Okay, so now we're going to weave in with that movement, you coming into that movement and introducing bringing one hand up to the bridge position, then coming out of it, and then you'll try the other hand. So we're just going to alternate. And there's no hurry here, right? And when you feel like you need to really take a long pause, please do. So you arch the chest, press the head, bring one hand up, get the whole palm down, and then come out of it and rest. Okay, what's really important with this is that you get the heel of the hand on the ground, right? Because you're going to be using that hand. So you don't want any of the hand to be floating. That's it. Good job. It's hard. Okay, let's rest. We'll try it another way. Let's rest. Okay, so let's try it this way. Let's just try leaving your legs long, your head down, chest, and can you just bring both arms up? So, no, in the push-up position. That's it, right? Like you're gonna, that's it. So feel how you do that. And now, that looks pretty good, you guys. Come out of it, and we'll do it again. And the next time that you do this is to start to become spatially aware of your elbows. So, right, the first part is getting the hands. Nice, Nancy, right? And then become aware of your elbows. So if your elbows are super flared out to the side, can you pull them in a little bit to be over the wrists? Better, Lynn. Okay. Now, from here, do you want to take your chest up and take your head back? Not lifting the pelvis, Brigida. Pelvis stays down. That's it. You lift the upper back. That's it. Just do it a little bit and come out of it. Okay. Excellent. That's it, Lynn. We're just going to have to work on that left elbow. And then rest. Brigida, rest. It's a lot. Okay, so let's go back to bending your right leg, bringing the right foot to stand, right? You're gonna push the right foot into the floor. You're gonna roll the pelvis to the left, keep the right knee up, and then bring the right hand into the push-up position, right? And as you, what are you? The push-up position, yes, the bridge position, same position. As you do that, slide your left hand up to get a hold of your right elbow. That's it. And continue. Nancy, you're doing a great job. Continue to roll towards the left, holding on to the right elbow. That's it. Take your head back under the gap. That's it, Lynn. There you go, Brigida, but don't let your knee fall. Right? Come back. So your knee has to be over your foot. You gotta keep your knee right here. You gotta open those hips. There you go. You okay?
Yeah.
What's feeling hard? You're holding your breath.
Oh, not just down there. Then.
Here. No. At this. At this.
Oh, that's all very tight.
And go back. So just go through the motion a couple times.
Okay.
Keep that knee out there. Breathe. So you're kind of using the left hand to pull on the right elbow.
Pull which direction?
Away from you, right? That's it. There you go. That's it, Nancy. And then, so when you pull, there you go. Excellent, you guys. Try it once or twice more. Is it the knee or your foot or your calf? Is it just cramping?
It's cramping because of the spin.
Yeah.
I can't have enough water.
There you go. Pull on that elbow. That's it. Let's do that one more time. Really good. Brigida, that's really nice. Excellent. Okay, then come back to your back. Let's rest for a second. Just feel how different now that right arm starting to feel. Now, keeping yourself long, let's just bring the right arm up, flip it over, and see how that is now. Easier. Is it getting easier, you guys? Good. Bring it back down. Let's let it rest. This is one of those lessons that the smallest little improvement is on the radar really big, right? Just little changes really help. Okay, let's go to the left side again. So let's bend your left leg, bring it up. So you're gonna push that left foot into the floor. Remember the knee, the left knee stays over the foot. Roll the pelvis to the right. Right, and then you're gonna start to introduce flipping the left hand up. Come into the bridge. You getting a cramp on the left side too?
Yes.
That's it. And then what you do, beautiful Brigida, is you bring up the right hand now. to get a hold of the left elbow. Right, so you're kind of pulling the left elbow, right, away from you. But what's also really cool is then the right elbow comes down to the floor, right, as you roll onto the right side. It's like you're almost making a box around your head. That's it. Nope, Nancy, don't let that hand slide. Right, so let the rest of your body move. Take the head back, that's it. There you go. So now stay there for a sec, Nancy. So figure out how this can be here and how, why does that have to be here, right? Isn't that silly? Then see, then you can lengthen both. Keep holding, don't let this hand slip. But then, yeah, really get a hold of your elbow. But not by the, yeah. And then you can, don't come out of it. Keep your leg up. Let this relax. Like that. Oh. There you go. There you go. Beautiful, you guys. Try it one more time. That's it, Lynn. That's it, Nancy. And let that elbow come down, right? Beautiful. Excellent, you guys. Okay, let's take another rest. Just feel now how both arms are lying on the floor. And then check in to the dots, right, behind the shoulder blades. Maybe they're larger, more prominent than the pelvic dots, maybe not. And just see how they're lining up with things. Okay, so from here with your legs long, let's try again to bring both hands up to the bridge position. So just see if you can flip them over. And then it's up to you to start paying attention to where you place the hands, right? How much of the heel of the hands are down and what your elbows are doing. So I'm going to just give you a clue that if your elbows are flaring out, you will not have strength to lift the chest up, right? You want to keep the elbows lined up with the shoulders. And then you can begin to introduce to yourself, popping the chest up and taking the head back. So your belly, beautiful, Brigida, the belly, everything. You end up sitting on the tailbone. But again, really pay attention to those elbows. Right, and this is upper body, Lynn, you're doing great. This upper body strength, including myself, so many of us lose. Brigida, beautiful. Right, so when the elbows want to flare out, it's all these inner muscles and ligaments through the armpit and the back of the scapula, and it's like, it's that area that kind of becomes dead. So that's it. Drive the elbows towards the back of the room. That's it, Lynn. Lift the chest, pop the head, and then when you need to rest, rest. Bring your arms fully down and take a rest. And then when you feel ready, I'm gonna ask you to try it again. You know, just bring the hands up, really pay attention. That's it, Nancy. Pull the elbows in, right? So that right elbow wants to go way out, not the hand. Keep the hand out, but elbows in. I know, then the hand wants to creep in. Okay, do it one more time, Brigida, and then you can rest. Everybody rest. So next week, I think what we'll do is we're going to continue with this, but more with the pelvis to get the upper back. And then we're going to continue with this lesson with the hands. It's a lot with the hands and wrists. You guys are doing great. Okay, so now let's go back to bending the right knee, bringing the right foot up. Okay, pushing the right foot into the floor, rolling the pelvis to the left so that you can bring the right hand into the push-up position. That's it. And then this time, so kind of stay there, rolled over to the left. This time with your left hand, okay, what you're going to do is you're going to bring your left hand under your head. There you go. So you're going to hold the back of your head. Okay? So keep yourself rolled all the way over. Yeah. And then your hand is behind your head. So imagine that you're going to lift your head and you are going to place the left ear where your hand is, right? Well, your hand's on the back of the head. So you want to turn your face to the left. But where your hand and left ear is, you would lift your head as if you were going to place the back of the left ear on your right elbow. So, okay, bring your head back down. Your face is, your whole body's arced, right, over to the left. So you bring your left hand to come behind your head. Actually, it would be best if you take your left hand and wrap it around so it's holding onto your right ear. And now you're going to think of lifting your head like this, as if you were going to bring the left ear towards, let me think how's the best way to hold your head. I think back to the way it was behind your head. You're going to lift your head and think about bringing the back of your head towards your right elbow. There you go, Nancy. So, Brigida, bring your face towards the left. Turn your, yes, and now lift it like that. There you go, Lynn. And then put it back down. Okay, so you're bending the spine in between the shoulder blades in this awkward position. That's it, Nancy. That's it. Breathe. Do it one more time. That's it, Nancy. Good. Slowly come back and rest on your backs. So now we're going to try the same thing, just staying on your back. So please bring your right arm up into the push-up position. Okay, bring your left hand underneath your head. Okay, so you're going to hold your head with your left hand, not your neck, but your head, your skull. Okay, make sure you're under your head. Okay, so you're going to lift your head with your left arm and think about, could you lift your head and place it on top of the right elbow? That's it, Brigida. That's it, Nancy, and then go back down. But try not to roll, Lynn. Think straight up. So think of the back. Yeah, like that. And then go back down. Beautiful. Nancy, that was really nice. Brigida, beautiful. So you lift your head and you think, oh, maybe I could put the back of my head and hand on that right elbow. But not rolling your body, not twisting. This is all in the upper back and your neck. That's it, your head. Beautiful. Okay, let it rest. Bring your arms down and rest. So let's go to the left side. Let's start by bending your left leg, right? You're going to roll your pelvis to the right, Come all the way over there so you can bring the left hand into the bridge position. Right? And you stay over there. Your face is turned to the right. Then you slide the right hand under your head. Right? So now you're going to use that hand under your head, not your neck, to just lift it up and think of the back of the head coming towards, that's much better, towards the left elbow. Now you get the idea. So you lift it and lower it. Don't hold your head in the air. You're not suspending it, but you lift and lower. Beautiful, Nancy. It's a really strange movement. It gets something to happen in between the shoulder blades. That's it. Beautiful. Okay, enough. Let's come back and rest on your back again. And then we'll try the movement on your back. So bring your left hand up to the bridge position, the right hand under your head, right? And you're just going to think about it's a straight lifting up as if you could bring the back of the head to rest on the left elbow, right? That's it. And then go back down, right? So it's like really bringing the head forward. Really nice, you guys. While you keep that left hand down. So remember the heel of the hand. That's the hardest part. That wants to lift up. Excellent. Okay, and let's rest again. Whew! These are some hard movements. Okay, so let's now go back to bringing both hands up to the bridge position. Let's keep your legs long. And is that getting easier? That's it. And now could you lift your chest and take your head back? Much better. That's it. Really push through. And so start to work and then come out of it and then try it again. Start to work towards beautiful Brigida. That's it, Lynn, that you're actually weight bearing through your hands. You see, because it's so not safe to do a back bend if you can't have weight in the hands, right? Because that's what supports the upper. There you go, Nancy. And then you want to keep those hands from slipping. That's it. Brigida, excellent. Good. Now let's come out of it. Let's rest. And then let's do one more thing that we did last week. So let's do the movement now of popping the chest up, taking the head back, and once you're there, bending the knees to bring them to stand. That's it, Brigida. And then just bring the, yes. And then straighten the legs and come out of it. Beautiful, Nancy. Right? So now that's the prep for the lower body. So you pop the chest, take the head back, then you bring the legs to stand. And then you straighten the legs. Excellent. Beautiful. And try it one more time, and then that's it. Excellent. Brigida, beautiful. All of you are doing excellent. And let's just rest. Rest, rest, rest. Yeah, this is, you know, all these lessons, this kind of series, so to speak, that we're doing right now has to do with really opening the chest and getting your extensors on the backside to really engage, right? And especially coming out of ski season where people have been using their poles and everything's forward in front of themselves, this is really engaging the backside. So as you're lying there, there's a sense that you've got, you know, an arch, right? A long, mild arch all the way down to the tailbone. You're not flat, but a nice, long arch, which is what you want to feel, So just feel how you're resting on your back now. The shoulder blades, the pelvis, how the legs are lying. Roll your head very gently to the left and right, noticing and feeling the quality of rolling your head to each side. That's it. And then slowly you're going to roll to your side, bringing yourself to sitting, and then coming up to standing, seeing how you feel from this lesson.